Good morning and welcome. This is Becky, the Christian Direct Seller, and I'm just thrilled to be here with you this morning. And we are going to be talking about hearing the voice of God. And this has come up so much in the last 2 weeks as I've been working with clients or just been ministering to people at church. We're elders at Christian Family Church here in San Antonio, and it just seems like there is just a ton of question around, you know, how do I hear the voice of God? How do I know it's not me and just something in my head? Or, you know, how do we really, really know what God wants for me? And so what I've done is I've put together a little study here around hearing the voice of God. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we were actually created to hear the voice of God. If you notice, one of the very first things he does in Genesis is he says, it's good. It's very good what I've created. Well, he's talking to the angelic realms, and he's talking to the Holy Spirit and to Jesus at that point. But I also believe he wanted Adam and Eve to hear that as well. And because he would come in the cool of the evening, and he would talk and commune with them. And, you know, we are really created to praise and to worship and be in relationship with God. That's the most important thing he wants for us and from us. It's not that he wants us to work. Unfortunately, the enemy has kind of distracted a lot of us with that. But we were actually created to hear the voice of God and to be in relationship with him and talk with him. And, you know, that's really all prayer is. We've talked a little bit the past few weeks about, you know, what is prayer and how can I pray for effective results and, you know, how do I know that I'm going to get my prayers answered and what's happening if my prayers aren't being answered and God's interested in our financial success because a lot of us will pray for finances. But God loves us so much, he wants to talk to us. And all he wants us to do is talk to him. Now, a lot of people say, oh, well, you pray. So awesome. I love to hear you pray. One of the main things I think that why people love to hear us pray is because we just talk real. I never am not communing or connected with God. And so I just talk to him just like he's in the room because guess what? He is, and he gets it, and he sees it, and he knows it, and he's in my heart. So I'm going to encourage you to do the same thing. It doesn't have to be, oh, holy Lord in heaven, you know, all the, you know, these and thous. And if you do that, that's fine. If that's how you feel comfortable talking to God, that's great. But I sometimes just tell him, you know, Lord, this stinks. I hate where I'm at right now. This stinks. Forgive me, I screwed up. You know, those kind of things. So realizing that we were created to hear the voice of God, we're supposed to be in relationship with him and talk with him. Do you know that Jesus' name was actually the Word? And there's reference of that in the Bible, but I've got so many other scriptural references, I don't want to go into that. But if you need that reference, message me. I'd be happy to share that with you. But let's think about who did God talk to? Well, he talked to Adam and Eve. We know that, right? Because he talked to them in the garden. He talked to Enoch. Enoch didn't even have to die. He actually just was in such a close relationship with God. He just took him, and he went right to heaven. Noah, you know, he got the Ten Commandments. Moses, he was told exactly how to build the ark. Abram, before he became Abraham, that's who God established his partnership with and the covenant with on earth. So he talked to him in great extent. And, you know, the list could go on and on throughout the whole scripture. So it's not just like, okay, God decided he was going to talk to one person, or he talked to Adam and Eve, and then after the fall, he was done talking to everybody. No, he loves to talk to us. It actually tells us in John 8:47 that he who belongs to God hears what God says. So if you belong to God, you're going to be able to hear what God says. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and not to lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. So listen to him because he's going to direct your path. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. That's Romans 8, 14. Another example of this is John 10, 27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. I love that verse because, you know, so much of the time I'm always questioning, is it me? Do I really know? Do I understand? And now I know, according to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, don't lean on my own understanding, but ask God, call on him, and he promises to answer me and tell me great and unsearchable things that I don't know. So let me ask you, do you really believe that God wants to talk to you? According to the Word of God, it tells us very distinctly here that he does, right? So I'm going to encourage you right this moment, just in your heart of hearts, to just close your eyes. And if you have not believed that God wanted to talk to you for whatever reason, I want you to repent of that, because God does want to talk to you. So, Lord, if we have stood in unbelief and misunderstanding and not really understood that you wanted to talk to us, we repent of that now in the name of Jesus. So, okay, now we know that God wants to talk to us, right? How do we know, like, his voice, and what does it sound like, and what is it like? You know, is it like a big bolt of thunder and lightning and loud and majestic? Maybe. Is it sometimes just a quiet, still knowing in your heart of hearts? You know, there's a verse that says, be still and know that I am God. I think that a lot of times that's how the enemy keeps us so distracted and not hearing God's voice, is we don't take time to get really still and really quiet. You know, it tells us in Psalm 29:4 that the voice of the Lord is powerful and majestic like a king. I don't know if you've ever heard the audible voice of God. I have heard the audible voice of God twice in my life, and it was almost earth-shaking. It was shocking to me. You want to talk about getting my attention? Totally got it. You know, it's kind of like, and this is just my personal experience, so yours could have been very different, and I'm not disregarding either one. I'm just saying this was my experience. But you know, like when you are at a big conference or a convention, and then you hear the voice of God, what they call voice of God, on the background of the stage. You don't see anybody on the stage, but you hear like 10 minutes till curtain or whatever. And it's like, oh, that's what they call the voice of God. It's something commanding like that and very loud. It also tells us in Hebrew 4:12 that the word of God is living and active. Psalm 12:6 says that the words of God are flawless. Psalm 119:103 says, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Psalm 119:130 says, the unfolding of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. And it also tells us in Psalm 119:160 that all of his words are true. So how does God speak to us? He speaks to us sometimes in an audible voice. He speaks out loud if he's just sitting right next to us. Sometimes we have the inner audible voice when God speaks really clear and loud inside of you, but no one else can hear you. I've also experienced that where I was actually at church and at one point, and there was a woman speaking on the stage, and I heard a man. I also could hear her voice, but I heard what I knew as God's voice. And so I looked at my husband and I said, did you hear that? And he repeated exactly what the speaker was saying on the stage. And I said, no, did you hear God say, blah, 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 blah? And he said, and my husband said, no, I didn't hear that. So I've also experienced the inner audible voice. So nobody else is hearing that but you. Sometimes God speaks as a whisper. He speaks into our heart or our mind in a still, small voice, like a whisper. And what I've noticed with that is that it comes with a peace that goes beyond such understanding. Sometimes it's a spontaneous thought, like a light bulb or a cartoon bubble that just pops into your head out of nowhere. Oops, sorry, we've got somebody there. All right. And evidently I'm missing that one. I don't know. If you've got some background noise, if you could mute yourself, that would be fantastic. I'm going to just try to mute a couple of these out that seem to be an issue. Okay. So let's go back to how does God speak. Sometimes it's a spontaneous thought, kind of like a light bulb or a cartoon bubble that just pops into your head out of nowhere. Sometimes it's a feeling or impression, when you just feel something that God wants you to do or not to do. And I've got a super powerful testimony I'm going to share at the end of the study time with you today. Sometimes it's a knowing, when you have no idea why, but you just know something in the core of your being. It's when your knower just knows. Sometimes it's in Scripture, when he brings his Scripture alive in your heart and you can hear him while you're reading your Bible. Sometimes it's through other people, when God speaks to us through other people saying something to us, when we know what God is and he's the only one that could really be saying it to us. Only God knows what it is, and he could be saying it that. Sometimes it's through a prophecy. I know that we had Prophet Ed Trout at our church this weekend, and my son Jordan received a prophecy about his life that the Lord had shared with the prophet. Signs. when God speaks to you through signs, mysteries, colors, numbers, things like that, pictures, when God speaks to you through a vision or a dream or maybe an imagination or some kind of picture in your mind that you just can't get out. Sometimes it's through nature. While admiring nature, God can speak to you. Sometimes it's through art. I mean, dancing or song or poetry or looking at beautiful art. Sometimes it's through a donkey. I mean, we saw that evidence in the word through Balak. So we know God can speak to us in so many different ways. Now, how do we know that if it's God's voice that we're really hearing? Okay, a couple of different things. God's voice is always true. It always agrees with Scripture. It always brings health and life. And the most important thing that I want you to get from today is it is always confirmed with peace. Peace is for the believer, not the unbeliever, according to Philippians 4:7, Galatians 5:22 and 23, and Isaiah 48:22. Colossians 3:15 tells us, let the peace of God rule, or kind of umpire your heart. The heart referring here in this word is not the one that, pumps your blood. It's not your blood pumper. It's referring to your spirit man, the real you that lives inside your body. An umpire decides if the ball is in or out of the will of God at all times. So that's how you're going to be able to check that and know if it's God. Because if it's in the will of God, you'll have the peace that goes beyond understanding. Okay, it's going to rule the decisions. Isaiah 26:3 says, you'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Isaiah 55:12 says, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. So you're going to be guided by peace. And it also tells us in Isaiah 48:22, there is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord. So where will we have peace? Proverbs 20:27 says, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit or in our heart. Do I have to be awake to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? The answer to this is, be anxious for nothing. Worry and fear is a sin. But in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. Philippians 4:6-9. Now these are all virtues that are found in the Word of God and not in the world. So what we need to do is keep the peace. When our body, mind, will, and emotions are asleep, our spirit is still awake. Now, because of time and things like that, I want to honor that because I promise that this call is always only going to be a half hour, and we do want to make sure that we have prayer time. I'm going to go just a little tiny bit further today, and I'll continue on the same subject next week. I was going to move on to Jesus, You Are Everything, because I wanted to talk about, really being sold out for the Lord and how you can make Jesus your everything, because it does make for more peace. So we'll be doing that the following week. So hang with me for just a couple more minutes on the study time before we break into prayer. One of the other questions I always get asked is, how do we know, now we've got a really good understanding about the voice of God. What is it like? And it's confirmed with peace, and it brings health and life. It always agrees with the Scripture. How do we know if it's the enemy's voice? Now, Satan or the enemy's voice will come in lies, deception. It will trick. It will cause fear. It will confuse. It will scare. It will blame. It will bring condemnation. It will bring guilt. It causes anger, and it causes pain. So it's very, very different. It's almost exactly the opposite, isn't it, of what we just read. Now, how do we know if it's our voice? The voice of our body is touch. The voice of our mind is reason. And the voice of your spirit is peace. It's the knowing. It's the discerning. So if it's your own voice, it might be focusing on your own desires, your own comforts, and your own needs. If you are feeling these words or might be saying these words, then it's probably your own voice and check it to see if it goes back to the checklist we gave you around God's voice. Is it starting with I want, I wish, I don't want? Is it focusing on me, me, me? Those are all going to be indicators that it's probably your own voice. Now, don't get confused. The Lord wants to bless you, and he wants to bless you abundantly, more than you could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. That's Ephesians 3:20. He's given you a hope and a future out of Jeremiah 29:11. So he wants good things for you, but if you're confused, it could be around that it's very self-focused and it's trying to be reasoned out in your own mind. It's going to be something that you'll be able to touch and be focused on the physical and on the body part. Remember, information from God is spiritually discerned. It's spiritually understood and not mentally reasoned. That's a really big key. If you're reasoning things out, not that we're not to gain understanding, because Holy Spirit does give us understanding and he promises that he will do that, but if we have to mentally reason or think that, you know, we're only getting it in our mind and we're not getting it in our heart of hearts, it's probably something in our own mind, and you need to take that to the Lord in prayer. The Christian who depends on his mind only to govern and manage their life without trusting in the Holy Spirit, without looking to his heart for spiritual guidance, is like an unsaved man, only relying on his five senses. It's kind of like limiting yourself to eating off of the crumbs and living off the crumbs versus feasting on the table of the feast that the Lord has prepared for all of us. So I hope that you kind of got a good start, and we laid a good foundation around hearing the voice of God. And we're going to continue next week about really getting a little bit further into, you know, is it your voice or God's voice, and how do you know that? How to better recognize the voice of God, how to be in relationship, in a closer relationship with God, and then also some questions to ask God. But I wanted to share a testimony with you. This was actually from Friday night, and this was from an amazing praying woman who is a friend of mine. And we've got some overpasses here in San Antonio that they're building, and it's been very, very, they're super high, the highest ones I've ever seen, and it's like a spider web, and there's just lots and lots of confusion around what roads are always being closed. And I'm just going to read her testimony that she posted on Facebook. Tonight I had one of the most terrifying but grateful moments. And this, what I want you to listen for in this testimony is, I want you to listen for how she heard the voice of God. I hate heights. I'd rather be on the ground. One of my biggest fears that God has helped me overcome is being on a high rise, anything, including high expressways that overlap one another. As I was traveling to meet my sister about 8 p.m., so it was dark here, I headed west, and I saw some vehicles going onto the access road that led to the new overpass, and it was the one that went way on the top. I followed them, thinking the new construction was completed. As I got higher and higher, I felt unsteady and not in peace. Okay, so there's that point where she's like, okay, I'm feeling the voice of God telling me something's not right here, and I'm moving out of that peace. I saw the cars before me disappear, and no cars were around. The lights of the highway were not on, and below my vehicle was a major highway and lots of traffic. I pulled to the right as much as possible, and I saw construction gear, and I knew by my inward witness that the situation was dangerous. I began to pray. I called my husband, and I didn't know what to do, because if I turned back, I would be facing oncoming traffic on one of the busiest highways in the state. I didn't know if the highway I was on was even bolted down, and my imagination went wild. I wanted to cry, and fear was all around. I felt tightness in my throat, and there were now sirens below me from the accident. I called 911, and they had no clue what to tell me. Then out of nowhere, slowly a car came, headed in my direction, coming towards me head on. I had never been so thankful to see another human being. There were two young guys, and they yelled at me as I held the phone with 911, and they said, "Don't go that way. The highway just stops in midair." I took a breath. "Hold on, please let me follow you out. Please wait for me." These young men escorted me back to the head-on traffic onto 1604. I watched police officers panicking and running towards us from the accident on the other side of the highway. They climbed over the concrete wall on foot. They crossed the busy highway, and they headed over to us. Someone ran into the barricade, knocked it down, which is why the access road wasn't blocked anymore. Tonight marked many lessons and a very terrifying moment for me. I'm so grateful that I had my God's protection and that I can overcome in all areas because God is merciful and he's my daddy. Let peace be your guide. I just thought that was such an incredible testimony to share with you. So if you feel the fear and the uneasiness, we know that that's the enemy trying to grip us. But because she stayed in perfect peace, she knew what that peace that goes beyond understanding from the Holy Spirit was like. She was able to follow that. So I hope that you have a fantastic week, really paying attention to what the Lord is showing you and telling you. I'm going to stop the recording now, but I wanted to just tell you, God bless you. And we are going to be praying again next Monday at 8:30 Central Time, and I will, and having the rest of our study on this topic. And I will pray with all of you in just a moment. God bless you, everybody.